The following program is presented by ILAC Radio. For more, go to ilacradio.com. On today's show, we'll discuss calling in sick. Calling in sick is when you telephone your boss or teacher and tell him or her that you are too sick to come to work or school. We'll listen to someone calling in sick, and we'll look at a lot of related vocabulary. Here's some important words that you should know. Sick. To be sick means you're suffering from a disease or illness. Under the weather. That means you're feeling sick. The flu. The flu is a common illness that makes you feel very tired and weak. It gives you a sore throat and makes you cough and have to clear your nose a lot. Headache. A headache is a pain in your head. Sore throat. Sore means a part of your body that hurts and is in pain because of an infection or because you've used a muscle too much. And throat is the passage from the back of your mouth to the top of the tubes that go down to your lungs and stomach. Feverish. Feverish means you're suffering from a fever. A fever is an illness or medical condition in which you have a very high temperature. Temperature is the measurement of how hot or cold something is. Recover. Recover means to get better after being sick. And I'm coming down with, which means you're starting to get sick. So we have Alicia in the studio today. Hello, Alicia.
Hi, Joel.
We're going to talk today about one of my favorite topics, calling in sick to work or, I guess, to school, right?
Right.
You know, how do you call in sick? How do you tell your boss or your teacher you're sick?
Yeah, that's something really useful because we all get sick sometimes and we just, you know, we can't go to work or to school and we shouldn't if we're sick because we don't want to spread it to other people, right?
Or maybe you're just lying and you want to stay home and watch soap operas all day.
That's also a possibility.
Whenever I call in sick, I always feel, even if I am sick, I always feel like they think I'm lying.
Yeah, I think you always just feel guilty. Even if you are really sick, you still kind of feel like, you know, you have to prove it and maybe, you know, throw an extra cough in.
Exactly. Let's have a listen to somebody calling in sick.
Okay.
All right.
Hello, Maria speaking.
Yeah, hi, it's Joel here.
Hi, Joel, how are you?
Actually, I'm really under the weather today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with the flu. I have a headache, a sore throat, a runny nose, and I'm feeling slightly feverish.
I see. So you're calling in sick?
Yes, and I was hoping to take the day off to recover.
Sure. Try to get some rest and feel better.
Okay, great. I mean, okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Let's discuss some of the vocabulary that you just heard. Under the weather.
Yeah, so under the weather means you're not feeling well, and you can use it just in place of saying, I'm sick. So it's an idiom that we say, and it just means like maybe we're not feeling our best or we have a cold or something's just not quite right.
I'm coming down with.
So I'm coming down with means that you are starting to get sick. So I'm coming down with the flu. I'm coming down with a cold. I'm coming down with, you know, anything that's making you feel not quite right.
So basically coming down with means you're just starting to get sick.
Exactly.
You're beginning to feel sick.
That's right.
The flu.
And the flu is just, you know, a way to describe our symptoms. Like if we have a fever or a cough or we've been throwing up or doing other things in the bathroom that aren't really pretty to talk about.
Oh, boy.
But so the flu is just like a kind of like a catch-all way to describe how we're feeling.
I think it's also short for influenza, which is the actual virus.
Yeah. And people can get their flu shots every year. It's really recommended that you get a flu shot in, I don't know.
Yes, that's a good tip.
Yeah.
Thanks. So. I think our listeners will appreciate that. Headache.
Another way to say headache is a migraine, which is a really bad headache, like when you have to lie in a dark room and turn off all the lights and just, you know, shut the world out. It's a really bad headache. It's called a migraine.
So a headache is basically when your head hurts.
That's pretty much it. Yeah, right. It's pretty basic.
Sore throat.
So sore is an adjective, and it's a way to describe anything that hurts or, you know, causes us pain. So we can use sore to apply to actually any body part. You know, I have a sore eye, I have a sore leg, I have a sore arm, I have a sore ear, I have a sore throat. And that means our throat is really hurting and we're in pain.
Runny nose. So this is kind of, you know, is your nose running? What's a running nose?
Yeah, that's, I guess, kind of a funny expression. So a runny nose is actually when your nose is dripping fluid.
Can you say snot?
Delicious as that sounds. So yeah, it's you can have a stuffy nose. It's when your nose is plugged, or you can have a runny nose, and that's kind of like when, you know, wet stuff is coming out of your nose without getting into too much of the details.
Actually, my son's doctor told me something interesting. At the beginning of the cold, the beginning and the end of the cold is when it's running. And well, during the cold, it's stuffed up. So if you've had a cold and your nose starts running, you know at least you're at the end of your cold.
That's a great tip.
Slightly feverish.
The slightly is a modifier, and it just, you know, changes to what degree you're feeling something. You can be really feverish, slightly feverish, a little feverish. Feverish is when you're hot, when you're feeling hot, your body temperature is above the normal range of 98.6 degrees Fahrenheit.
Now, again, from Dr. Joel here, temperature is not a bad thing because that means your body is fighting off the virus, because viruses can only survive under a certain degree of heat.
Right. So, you know, if you have a fever, it's not necessarily ill. Although if your fever does get very high, it's recommended that you go into emergency if it gets, I think, above 102 or 103.
Calling in sick.
We heard calling in sick, which is what we're talking about.
We did hear it.
No, this is a great phrase because you actually are calling.
Right. Unless you're emailing.
Right. So then you would be emailing in sick. So calling in sick is a good phrase because it literally means you're calling in sick. Calling on the telephone.
Yes.
In just three words, you get the whole message across.
Right. So you could just say, hi, I'm calling in sick today.
Exactly.
Thanks.
That's all you need to say.
See you later.
Yeah. Hi, I'm calling in sick.
I'll be into work either tomorrow or the next day.
Recover.
Yeah, recover means to get better, to feel better, to recover. So you can use this not only in a medical context, but in other contexts as well.
Like what?
Okay, so one example is if you tell your boss, you know, I was throwing up all night and I need to take the day off to recover.
Okay, so let's take another listen to the conversation now that we discussed some of those words and phrases and our listeners can listen for them.
And try to pick them out. Great idea.
Try and pick them out.
Hello, Maria speaking.
Yeah, hi, it's Joel here.
Hi, Joel, how are you?
Actually, I'm really under the weather today.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. What's wrong?
I think I'm coming down with the flu. I have a headache, a sore throat, a runny nose, and I'm feeling slightly feverish.
I see. So you're calling in sick?
Yes. And I was hoping to take the day off to recover.
Sure. Try to get some rest and feel better.
Okay, great. I mean, okay, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. Well, hey, Alicia, thanks for coming in. I hope our listeners found this lesson useful about how to call in sick to school or their workplace.
Thanks for having me, Joel.
Come back again soon.
I will.
Like tomorrow.
Okay.
For another one.
Sounds good.
All right.
On today's show, we looked at calling in sick.
Some of the vocabulary that you heard was sick. Sick means you're suffering from a disease or illness. Under the weather, which means you're feeling sick. The flu, which is a common illness that makes you feel very tired and weak, gives you a sore throat and makes you cough. Headache is a pain in your head. Sore throat. Sore means a part of your body that hurts and is in pain because of an infection or because you've used a muscle too much. And throat is the passage from the back of your mouth to the top of the tubes that go down to your lungs and stomach. Feverish. That means you're suffering from a fever, which is an illness or a medical condition. Recover. That means you're starting to get better after being sick. And I'm coming down with, which simply means you're starting to get sick.